Not this time. This time I know what day it is. This is Chuck Chat Freestyle for December 19th, 2013, sitting here in the Marriott in Fort Worth with my good friend and coworker,
Dave Slusher, Evil Genius Chronicles, plus I work for Chuck.
No, he doesn't work
for Chuck. Chuck is my boss.
He is not. We're on the same team. I'm the team lead. I don't sign your checks. I don't do your reviews. I don't do your hours allocation. We're on the same project. We were just working on the keyboards. About the closest thing I got to being boss was, click that, Dave.
Whatever you say, boss.
We just got done with a two-day workshop with a customer, and it was a lot of talk, and then in about 2 hours this afternoon, Dave and I got all the work done. So it's never about the product. It's about the people figuring out what they want every time. So Dave's new to the team, and he's getting his feet wet with the platform and configuring it. So this is his first, quote-unquote, real-world experience. What did you think?
I had a great time once we actually started, you know, nothing against the people who are great people. And it was actually a pretty enlightening and, you know, fun experience. But once we started doing what we do, it's kind of when we came. I mean, we both sort of came to life, right? Up until that point, everything was necessary, but kind of like an endurance test, kind of like an ordeal. You know, it was like an Apache ordeal to get married. Once we survived that, we got rewarded by the fact that we got to develop things for, you know, for an afternoon. That was like our reward for having not fallen asleep in meetings for 2 days. It was like, thank God, I get to actually, you know, start pushing buttons and turning wheels and wiring things together.
Almost fell asleep. Yeah, this morning was a tough one for me. And we went out to barbecue today. We went to, what was it, the Hard 8?
Hard 8.
Hard 8 Grill Barbecue?
Hard 8. I think it's just called a Hard 8. I don't know.
Hard 8 BBQ. I think it's on Facebook. I saw that. Anyway, it reminded me of the good old days when Dave brought barbecue to the podcast, Portable Media New Podcast Expo.
Podcast and Portable Media Expo.
It changed names three times
It was never the same twice. Podcast and Portable Media Expo was the first one, I think. I wouldn't. I'm not going to testify to that in a court of law. Yeah. I think it was podcast. PPME.
Look at my old badge. I think that was the second year was the PPME. Anyway, Okay. Whatever it was, Dave came up with this great idea that we needed some kind of celebration. You tell the story because we got done a little early with that conference, right?
We got done. It was a Friday and a Saturday, and there was really nothing scheduled from the conference, say after 5 or 6 on that Saturday, which is kind of a bizarre scheduling thing. And most people were flying out. Me and most people weren't leaving till Sunday. So it got to be five or six on Sunday or Saturday, and we're all in a Marriott in Ontario, California.
Out in nowhere.
Which is, you know, kind of the barely populated suburbs of L.A.
I think some people were in the DoubleTree.
Which was across the street. But it's basically we're in this little hotel island in not much around. And we went to... it was kind of... Especially most of us didn't have cars because we were walking distance from the airport. We were, I don't know, 200 yards from the airport. And so most of us just took the little shuttle over there, had no car. So when it came time to eat, I believe there was an In-N-Out Burger walkable and a Marie Callender's.
Oh, I never knew about that.
There's a Marie Callender's and an In-N-Out Burger, and then it's get in a car, take a cab, or talk to shuttle driver. So what we did, we said, is let's just make something happen. And want to stress that Susan Kitchens was my co-conspirator in this, who I knew because I went to that BloggerCon 3, which was the BloggerCon that happened in November 2004. So it was 3 months into podcasting, and I met her there. I sat next to her at one of the dinners.
Because the first expo wasn't until fall of 2005.
2005 was a year afterwards.
Yeah.
So I had met Susan Kitchens. That very first podcast, BloggerCon 3, was where I met, you know, Tony Khan and some of the, you know, Michael Butler and some of the very, Don and Drew, I met them for the first time there.
Oh, wow.
And and Adam Curry and Steve Gilmore and Doc Searles. And so I already knew her, and she's a L.A. local, and she was the place who knew it, and I've forgotten the name of the barbecue place, but she knew that this good barbecue place was in Rancho Cucamonga. And here's how it is, you know, I don't even think we had laptops or whatever, GPSs were not so common. This is 2005 we're talking about.
Yeah.
So I remember Susan, who has no business card. She'll take a 4x6 and write her name and her email address and draw you a cartoon and hand it to you. Susan is a very artsy sort, and we're sitting at the on the floor of the podcast expo, and we were using one of the computers in a kiosk, and you did Google Maps to find this place, and she's drawn the map for how to get there from the Marriott, and that's how we used to navigate to Rancho Cucamonga. So we call ahead, and we say, you know, how much barbecue can we get in, you know, in an hour? And we got some poundage, 10 or 15, whatever, we got a large amount. And we had walked around asking people, if we gather up a collection, you know, you want to go in on a big batch of barbecue and we'll all just have a party out of the pool. And some people said yes. And we went up to my room and chilled out for like half an hour, called the place, made the order. We came back into the lobby and there were two phases of this. There was the lobby before we went to get food phase, and there were 50 or 75 people. And then there was the coming back with food phase where there was like 150 people. It was enormous. And so we basically took over the pool area. It became a serving line.
Yep.
And I remember we didn't even have serving tool. I think we were dishing the barbecue with like little spoons.
The plastic
and it was just
fork.
Ridiculous. We didn't have any. We had no setup for this. And it was just ridiculous and yet hilarious. You know, so much fun. And
I'm another Sam Adams.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll have another Shiner Bock too. And so we, you know, we had this party. I remember it was one of these things where, you know, one of the things I like to do is when I was a radio show producer, I liked talking people into things. Right? That was my favorite part of the producer role is like, I need a studio in New Orleans. I don't know anyone in New Orleans. I need half an hour studio time at a radio station in New Orleans. And I would talk people into and I'd got it, you know, for free. And I'd talk to radio stations. I'd find someone who would let me do it. And so
you don't get it if you don't ask.
Yeah. And so I actually like talking people into these weird things. So I remember talking to the security guard who at one point was going to shut the party down because we had glass everywhere. It's the pool. We had glass bottles and glass. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
I forgot about that.
And I went over, and I had a little conversation with the... And if you remember, he was a very large, very wide Italian... Seemed like he was, you know, possibly connected with some sort of family in the New Jersey to New York region.
You're going to have to get your bottles
he
out
seemed
of the
like,
pool there.
He seemed like a leg breaker, and I went and talked to him, and I was like, look, you know, I'm on the hook for this. I'm taking, you know, it's on me, please. You know, I'll... And so he took a blind... He said, all right. It's on you. If anything happens, I'll come find you. I'm like, all right, fair enough. And so we had this great party, and it was. And let's also give credit to the Orange County podcasters.
Yes.
Who we went to take up the collection, and they said they had money left in their budget.
Did they get money?
They had dues, or somehow or another, they had gathered up from their members money. I think to fund their booth and to do stuff.
Oh wow!
They had a collective group of money.
What a great idea.
So the Orange County, what's his name, Craig?
Craig Patchett?
Craig Patchett. Craig Patchett was the one who said, well, we have, you know, $180 left. I'm like, what's the bill? It's like $150. He's like, or $160. He's like, here's all our money. And so people were trying to give us money. I'm like, no, just go give Craig Patchett a hug. Don't pay us anything. Orange County podcasters covered the whole thing. And it was just a fantastic time.
It was
time.
Fun. It was
and
fun.
Honestly, that's probably, I mean, that's in my handful. That's probably one of the top three moments of podcasting ever.
Yeah.
And it just completely happened by random. If Susan and I hadn't already known each other, wouldn't have happened. If Susan hadn't known the area and had a car, and she had like a, I don't remember what a car
was.
It was like
a little
spider.
Thing. Yeah.
It was like an MG or a Carmen Ghia or something like that. It was a
and
tiny car.
And somehow you got like 15 pounds of beef.
It was ridiculous. We could barely get two people. Yeah, thank you. We could barely get two people in this barbecue in there. It was, it was like a clown car coming out of there. And then the other great thing was one of the like best moments of the party was the pulling up in the car, and then this like bucket brigade. Of people that came out.
Yeah.
Because we had a lot of stuff to carry in. So it's like 25 people came and took one
Everybody
pan.
Was willing to help.
It was just so great. It was like this communal moment. And it was one of those things that it really was a lightning in a bottle because we tried to duplicate it the next year. It was good, but it wasn't quite the same.
Yep.
Because it was so out of the blue. It was so spontaneous. No one had any expectations. No one had anything to do. By the next year, by the year after that, things had kind of faction in the line, or that was 06 would be the second one.
Second was 06.
Second
yeah.
one. We did. Yeah. I didn't make the third one, so the second one. And to get it on the record, Dave Hamilton and Backbeat Media, they funded the second one. So Dave was my co-conspirator on the second
cool.
one. And we knew ahead of time. And even though we tried to call ahead, and I called that morning for the second one, they still didn't get the, they're still slow with the barbecue. That was for the second one was even harder to get the barbecue than the first one for some odd reason. Even though I called ahead with like 6 hours notice,
really,
it was bizarre. But anyway, it is it was the just the making this thing happen out of nothing.
Yep.
It was just so perfect. And there's just so many conditions that could have been slightly different. You know, the weird stopping at 5 and everyone still being in town Saturday night. If PME had programmed stuff Saturday night, no barbecue, right?
Right, right.
If they had had some kind of concert, Jonathan Colton had been having a concert, we wouldn't have had that barbecue. And, just everything came together. It's still one of my, best podcast moments ever, I think.
It was good. The thing that reminded me of that was what you ordered today. So we go to the Hard Eight, and you walk in, and you order your stuff from a live grill. I mean, they smoke this stuff for hours and hours, and then they bring it out onto the grill and warm it up and whatnot. So there's corn, and there's chicken poppers with jalapenos and bacon wrap, and there's just all kinds of sausage and brisket, and you tell them what you want. So I walk up, and I said, like, a brisket sandwich lunch special. And they put this little paper cup tray thing and put some beef in there. You walk inside and get your bun and chips and accoutrements and accessories and things. Well, I turn around and Dave's got like 4 feet of sausage.
No, it wasn't that
much. Okay. Here's what I looked at. They price it by the pound. So as soon as you get your stuff off the grill, they weigh it and they put a sticker on your cafeteria tray. Mine says $3.51. I turn around and Dave says like $22.50.
Just $21.50. Because it came down to a communication problem between me and the dude who was cutting it. So I got about the amount of sausage I asked for. I got about the amount of jalapeno poppers I got. And about 4 times the brisket I was shooting for. And I could have, I don't know why I didn't. I could have said, dude, that's twice as much as I want. Take half of it back. But I didn't.
You couldn't resist.
I just picked it up and walked.
He's hoping for another podcast expo to walk in the door.
I kind of had this feeling. I was like, well, we're in a big group. And I assumed, and I kind of told the people behind, I remember telling the guys behind me in line, I got a lot of brisket, so anybody can have whatever they want from this.
Nobody
took a
it.
Thing off my plate.
No,
one guy took a piece of brisket the size of my thumb to try it. And then it was me and two and a half pounds of meat.
And you finished it.
I ate it all.
And I applauded at the end.
It was like, it was my own personal man versus food moment. And I just was bummed I didn't get a t-shirt out of it.
So we got to, 7 o'clock tonight and said, what are you hungry for? And absolutely nothing. So we did order a plate of nachos just to take care of things.
We decided another meal was superfluous at this point. And Chuck ate 20% of what I did, and he's still full.
So. It was good. It was good stuff. All the food down here in Texas is wonderful. We had good burgers yesterday for lunch. We had good steak and chicken and shrimp and whatnot last night at Love and War in Texas in Grapevine. So, if you're down in the Texas area, try the food. It's wonderful.
I've had 4 non-breakfast meals here. And yep. They are in order: burger, steak, giant pile of meat. That's how they've gone.
Giant pile of meat.
No other way to say it. I mean, once I had saw my mistake, like, I didn't even bother getting sides. I said, I'm on the Atkins diet for this meal. What's the point? I'm not eating green beans plus this. I believe you have a photo. I actually should get that photo from you.
I sent a photo to Craig, but yeah, I have it on the phone. I'll get the photo.
I don't know why I didn't think to document that for myself. I think I was, it was a kind of a topic. It was a joke of the table, but I was slightly ashamed at my mishandling of the situation. I mean, it's one of those things where I made an initial mistake, and then I sort of just propagated it through every further decision point. Became, I just got more admired in my situation. I can't get out of this now. And now I was like, oh, geez. All right, well, I might as well commit to this and go with it.
I'm surprised you didn't fall asleep this afternoon, really. Between the time when we got back from lunch and the time we actually started working, I thought, there's no way he's going
to
hold up.
You know, you would have to tell me, being my boss and all, but I thought I did all right. You know, I was actually pretty peppy for the situation once we got to, and I didn't even have any coffee. I had very little coffee. Once we started actually doing the thing we do, it was like that was the adrenaline rush. It's like, yeah. Here we go. It's kind of like a, I don't know, when you, like a skier in the gates.
I was actually, we were whiteboarding like furious at first, you know, to go, here's a table, this is what I'm thinking, this is what we should call it so we can get some naming standards going. And we kept getting interrupted. And I was getting kind of ticked. I was like, stop, man, this is what I do. I'm in my element. I'm in the zone. And you're interrupting me with these questions.
This is the fun part. This is the part we've been waiting for.
Exactly.
Now that we've gotten to it, you know, we had, you know, I opted to stick around when I could have bailed, partly so I could get to do this because it's the fun part.
Yeah. And it was fun not only from the building standpoint, but watching you catch on to this stuff quickly and then, you know, kind of guiding you through the best practices too. So a lot of education today, a lot of, you know, good stuff. And we told the customer that we're going to get ready for a demo on the 10th of January. Well, that basically gives us a week after we get back from vacation to bounce around ideas, because we need some answers from them before we can put together a decent demo. But this is going to be like version one, easy stuff. What else were we talking about? Oh, our coworkers. They're something else. That Scott guy, I swear we went to the same high school or something, because every like 80s movie we watched, history of the world, you know, whether it was a Mel Brooks movie or a Zucker Brothers movie or Mystery Science Theater 3000 or something, it was scary. We were literally saying one line of one joke, one word of one joke, and we knew what joke each other was talking about.
Just the punchlines.
You know, we'd say kidneys and laugh.
You know,
and I said, how about the joke about the prisoners? And he knew exactly what joke I was talking about.
I have a domain name that I still haven't. I have the domain name. I think actually I've had it for so long it's about to renew and I haven't put a site at it yet. Because on Back to Work, Merlin Mann and Dan Benjamin do on the 5x5 network.
Yeah.
They have this running gag where they say, you know, a pig like that you don't eat all at once. And that's all they say, right? And I have the domain. I think I have two domains. I think I have a pig like that plus a pig like that you don't eat all at once. I have both domains. And what I wanted to do was set up a blog, and every day I want to just post a punchline. I've never gotten around to this. Just one punchline. And then I was going to mark them, you know, whether they're clean or dirty, because my favorite Letterman top 10
list. This is a dirty punchline.
Yeah, my favorite. Now
that's no suitcase. That's my wife. Dirty.
Well, my favorite Letterman top 10 list of all time was top 10 punchlines to dirty jokes. And, you know, of which I knew about half of the jokes, right? I knew four or five of the jokes. Yeah, read the card was one of them. Well, son, the one in front is sick and the one in back is pushing it to the hospital. You know, it's like, that's all it did. I mean, let's save a lot of time. Let's go straight to the punchline. And so I was going to do that, like one day a punchline of a dirty joke, one day a punchline of a clean joke. That's bearing funny. In mind that there's gonna be no difference, right? Neither one of them gonna make sense. You're either gonna know the joke or you don't. Right. Yeah. So I should do that. I should just set it up tonight.
You should open up the comments and see if anybody posts the joke.
That should be my action item. Is before the new year, I should set up a site at apiglikethat.com.
Pig like that. All right, you heard it here. He's got a Christmas vacation project. I got mine. You got yours. Mine's published that exam application that I wrote. Well, folks, that's been 20 minutes of fun with you. Wow. Thank you very much. It goes fast. And we could
we
go
still
on all,
creeped.
We could go on all night. Shut up. You sounded like work again. That's what one gentleman was doing to us. Hey, I got another idea. Not tonight. We're done. So, cheers to you. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Festivus. Whatever else. Have a great holiday from me and
Dave.
Me and Dave. That's nice. Take care. 101.